Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But I don't care if you like Trump, you don't like Trump, you're for the wall, you're not for the wall. This whole meltdown, this whole shutdown is impacting a lot of people. There's no denying it. And when it affects TSA workers, right, the people out at the airport, when you're flying, you care. So I want you to listen to this piece. We snagged this piece, and this basically says it all. Listen.
The TSA leadership remains very concerned about a potential tipping point moment when screeners will look elsewhere to pay their bills because, you know, today they got a pay stub with $0 on it, and that could really make it a lot harder to staff checkpoints like the one behind me here. It is important to note that the vast majority of TSA officers have been on the job throughout the shutdown working without pay, but there has been a modest increase in the number of sick calls compared to last year. If staffing becomes an issue, the TSA will reduce the number of screening lanes. That will result in longer lines and the very real potential of missed flights. Miami International Airport is prepared to close Terminal G in the afternoons starting this weekend to free up TSA officers to work busier checkpoints, in part due to sick calls. FAA air traffic controllers rallied on Capitol Hill yesterday calling for an end to the shutdown. They're also on the job working without pay. One controller posted this picture on Twitter of her pay stub showing $0. The NTSB can't investigate fatal crashes right now because its investigators have been furloughed, and they can only bring them back if there is a reasonable likelihood of a life-threatening safety issue.
Yeah, so we have these folks working for free. There's a huge wave of call-offs. You know, I get it.
Yeah, makes you nervous.
But it makes you nervous.
My brother Chris just sent me this text. Just landed. No issues with TSA in Minneapolis or Pittsburgh. I wanted to bring a friend, a trusted friend who was a fantastic reporter now, working at the airport, running all of their PR. Bobby Curley. Good morning, Bobby. How are you? Good afternoon,
hey, Marty.
Buddy.
Thanks for having me on. Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
You did something actually very kind today for the TSA workers out there because they're not getting paid. Tell us.
Yeah, so today, obviously, as we all know, today's the first day that the TSA agents here did not get a paycheck. So, you know, we sat down and we're thinking about things that we can do for them, and we actually provided free lunches for all federal workers here at the airport. Bag lunches, and we're going to continue doing that every Friday during the shutdown and potentially more days as we move forward. So, you know, we're delivering it to them throughout all their shifts. And just as a way, we want to say thanks, but also to let them know that we're paying attention to what's going on,
right,
too, you know, and making them aware and making everyone else aware, too.
I understand the flying public has been offering their own love, yes?
Yeah, I mean, we've been hearing all sorts of stories from the TSA agents about some. Well, in fact, I was just talking to one of the agents this morning, and they said some guy was going to the line and pulled out money and wanted to give it to
nice.
Him out of his pocket. Now, they're not allowed to accept those types
right.
of gifts. But you know, it just shows you, you know, I think that's a in part a Pittsburgh thing, but, you know, it's also a national thing where people are paying attention to what's going on.
Bobby Curlick with the airport. Hey, Bobby, they've had issues at Dulles. They've had issues in Dallas. You know the game out there, and you're about as straight shooter as comes to us. Tell us the truth. Is there any issue yet with TSA in Pittsburgh?
No, and I feel very lucky to be able to say that. Mm-hmm. You know, we are not seeing the type of issues that they are seeing. In fact, the story out of Miami that you guys were just talking about, that's, you know, we're not seeing that type of thing. We talked very closely with TSA every day, but, you know, we also talked to the agents and their union steward who's been all over the local news this week. And they've been showing up. And so, you know, and not all of my airport colleagues around the country can say that. So,
yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, Bob. I was going to say, so you're not getting those sick calls and stuff like that.
You know, I can't speak for TSA as far as I don't know if they are getting some sick calls. But what I can tell you is that we are not seeing any impact on the lines at all. So
that's good to know. It's reassuring. I mean, you're putting your life in your hands when you're going up into the air, and these people are paid to protect us.
Well, Bobby mentioned Miami. They had to close the terminal, and it's a little unsettling. They're using I've never seen this before, Bobby. Tell me if you have. They're using bomb-sniffing dogs to screen passengers.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that they do from time to time. You know, they do take those through the lines. I'm not, you know, I don't think that they replace the screeners as they go through.
Right, right.
Typically, that's in addition to the added an extra layer of security.
Right.
Hey, man, thanks for the information. It really is important.
Yeah, so much. And keep us posted if anything changes out there. We'd like to be able to pass it on to the listeners here.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's just a, you know, a tribute to the TSA workers here.
Amen.
I think they continue to do their job. So we're very appreciative.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.